can I get the administrative question out of the way? What he did this morning?
He jogged two on the track. Jogged 2 miles. Kept it real simple. Okay. That's, you want more than that, Jim?
Only if you want to elaborate.
Nothing happened. How about this? He bucked 2 times at the 3/8 pole and then settled in and jogged twice.
He did look like he was full of himself.
Oh, yeah, he was feeling good. The kids were running around on the grandstand, and that usually gets them stirred up. Any horse stirred up, so he handled it well.
I think Julie made the point. She's like, I wish for at least one day he would get a little bit tired. You know, it just seems like his energy with him never runs out.
Yeah, that's cool. It's not a dangerous energy. Some horses will, I guess, their energy can be used in dangerous ways. His is just a happy energy. So I think she's just being sarcastic, but he's really not hard to handle at all. It's a lot of fun to be around, to tell you the truth. Easy for me to say, though. They spend a lot more time with them.
Do you find they're more fun to be around and have more personality the more Grade 1 races they win?
Yeah, of course. Let me get that straight. Are they more fun to hang around?
No.
With more...
Do they have more personality? Do we read more into their personalities and stuff like that when they're... Yeah, and are they more fun to hang around with?
I haven't had enough Grade 1 winners to expound on that question, but I can tell you in my experience with Exaggerator, it seems like their reaction to the clicking of the cameras, maybe some horses will shy from that, but it seems he enjoys it, or he takes that as a cue to pose. He starts hearing the clicking, he'll plant his feet, put his ears up, and look over the horizon. It's a pretty cool scene. So that's about the only equine characteristic I've seen change with the Grade 1 wins. That's what makes it so great. That's what's great about owning a racehorse. When they take you to that highest level, it's not like a football player that comes from the B leagues and makes the pros, and after 1 year he's asking for a multi-million dollar contract. We're in the pros with Exaggerator. He's won at the top level, and he's not asking for any more feed, any more money, any more attention, shinier shoes. There's nothing. He's still the same Exaggerator, and we're just trying to keep him in the peak health.
Does the smaller field take any of the anxiety out of the draw this afternoon? Is it less of a factor than
the draws this afternoon? I better enter up. What time is it?
9:30.
9:30. Well, they wouldn't do that without me.
I don't think
that
close.
Oh, wow. That just gave me a heart palpitation. Can you imagine forgetting to enter in the pregnancy?
Yeah. Add that to the list of many ways to lose a race, huh?
Oh,
forgot to enter.
Wow. Believe me, I'm capable. The smaller field, it's got to help. It's common sense from 20 to, what are we at now, by the way? I don't even know.
11.
Still
11.
At 11.
Unless there's a surprise.
I don't think the configuration of this track is any different than Churchill. It's a mile oval. It's about the same width. The tightness of the turn seems about the same. So, yes, a lesser number ought to prove to be less trouble trying to navigate through.
What's it made about the possibility of an off track? Does that move you up?
I guess with the way he covered the ground and the way he ran in the Santa Anita Derby, I don't know if it's a matter of moving up. It's more the fact that my horse handles it so well, whereas other horses haven't run in the slop. There's been horses that run on an off track, but that track we ran on at Santa Anita was a quagmire, so the fact that he got over it so well gives me an advantage, but I don't know if it moves me up.
You've obviously faced Nyquist many times. Was there a moment, was there a race where you thought, you know, I've got him this time, and then where he just surprised you with the way that he just pulled away?
Exact question yesterday. There were two times when I knew I had him. One was with Swipe in the front runner. We came through on the inside, had a beautiful trip, and Swipe was full of run, and we hooked him at the 8th pole and got to his throat latch, and Nyquist was dug down again. And the other race, when I knew even with more confidence that we had him beat, was in the San Vicente. Nyquist broke well, was rushed, and set the pace in 44-2. And Exaggerator sitting right off of his flank, reserved. And I just knew with a half and 44 and change, there's no way he can continue. And again, we hooked him. We ran, I think we got to his shoulder maybe, and the dang horse re-broke. He's just a phenomenal horse, and it's tough to beat, but it's fun trying.
So how do you beat this guy now?
it's again, that question was answered yesterday too. The way that we're going to beat him is not just pure fast horse. I don't know how to explain it. To keep it simple, we're turning back in 2 weeks. I have a horse that one of his greatest attributes is his ability to recover. Exaggerator had his energy level back, ate his feed, he gets his rest, and his demeanor and body look the same 24 hours after the Kentucky Derby. That's a great ability to recover. Maybe Nyquist doesn't recover that well. It's not normal for a horse to recover that quickly, especially off of a race where all of those three-year-olds were running at a mile and a quarter for the first time. So that's where I hang my hopes, in that maybe Nyquist took a little longer to recover and his energy level won't be where it needs to be to run at his best, because obviously he has to be at his best to beat Exaggerator.
Been at least a surge, at least in the three-year-olds, of a West Coast bias. A lot of the horses from the West Coast are doing well in wings. Do you have any reason for that, or is it just sort of a cycle, or why are we in this?
It is interesting, and I've noticed that years ago. Honestly, it's one of the reasons I chose to head out west when I had the opportunity. The facts are glaring, or the stats are just glaring you in the face. If you want to be successful in the Triple Crown, it seems like being out in California is one of the first steps to accomplish that. I don't know why I'm saying so, because that if people listen, then there'll be more competition. And it's tough enough out there as it is. Please, everybody stay where you are. But if I had to go further and explain it, the only thing that makes real sense to me is the fact that these horses don't have to deal with the weather changes as much out there. It's constantly, that's why there's 40 million people in California. The weather is outstanding, and I think the horses react favorably to it. They don't have to constantly change their metabolism to deal with the seasons. It has to mean something. That's my estimation of why the stats favor California.
Okay, here's my off-the-wall question of the day. Speaking of metabolism, do you ever use your animal science degree in training horses?
I guess I can't just say no. The main thing that college teaches you it takes you to a different level of preparation, studying, work, applying yourself to a goal in comparison to high school. Maybe analyze a little more, but direct effect on how I train a horse, no. But the effects of college routine and the work it takes to get through college is obviously conducive to studying and getting through a project as training a horse. Make any sense?
Yes.
All right. So what I'm doing is definitely supporting a higher education for anyone who wants to work in not only horse racing but any field in this day and age.
So kids stay in school.
Of course. Of course.
Keith, I mean, you've been around the sport for a long time. You've seen Triple Crown chases from with your brother. Do you sense any different level of excitement or tension this year because American Pharoah did it last year, or does it feel the same as it ever did to you?
Excitement as far as American Pharoah kind of hangover, not really. Maybe my own reaction to all the. I thought about that actually a couple of weeks ago, and it's amazing that I've watched so many. Not only with Kent, but I've had former employees, guys that worked for me for years, go through this process. Friends, go through this process. The fact that I was here and started training in Maryland, two barns over, I have a familiarity with it, and I don't feel the pressure that I thought I would. It's not just another race. Obviously, you tried to put me on a stage so I can talk to you. Wow. Please. It's obviously much different, but the bottom line is it's just another horse race.
What was the Derby experience like for you the first time to go through it with a horse?
Derby experience. The magnitude of coverage and excitement in Louisville is unmatched in any race I've gone through. I've been to the Derby before with Kent and watched his antics, but to be a part of it personally is brings it to a whole another level. But the magnitude of that race, and it seems to be growing every year, is really something to behold.